Legislation promoting electric cars is on its way to the governor's office. Senate Bill 59 allows the vehicles on more roads in villages and small cities, especially in Southeast. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
There's been a growing interest in small, low-speed electric cars and trucks in towns such as Sitka and Petersburg. Alternative energy advocate Jerry Herbranson says they're a great way to get around a place with a limited road system.
In our small communities, most of our trips are just a couple miles. Throughout the day, you may go 20 miles, but most of the trips are very short miles. And your internal combustion engines just do not warm up during that time, and that's hard on the engine, and it's the worst fuel efficiency during that time. So these little cars are actually ideal for these short hauls.
But they can't go everywhere their owners want to take them. That's because state law limits what roads they can use. Sitka Senator Bert Stedman decided to take up the issue after hearing about a problem in his hometown. A constituent complained that he was legally blocked from driving on portions of local roads because his car couldn't go fast enough.
Currently, there's a 35-mile-an-hour speed limit, and we have a lot of our roads on our islands in the district and throughout the region that have posted speed limits of 45 and less. So this would open up most of the roads in Southeast Alaska for electric automobiles.
His bill still keeps low-speed cars off of faster roadways, such as Juneau's 55-mile-per-hour Egan Drive. But he says the change will make the vehicles more practical in some communities. For example, Wrangell residents will now be able to drive a low-speed car to their airport legally. The 35-mile-per-hour limit was set to keep the vehicles, which travel at about 25, from slowing traffic too much. Stedman says that shouldn't be a big problem for Sitka.
I thought, well, that's kind of ridiculous because we've got a maximum speed of 45, 7 miles of road north and 7 miles south. Clearly, we're not in that big of a rush.
Stedman's bill just passed the House and Senate without opposition. It becomes law upon the governor's signature. Herbranson, who lives in Petersburg, sells the Miles brand of low-speed electric cars and trucks as part of his alternative energy business. The Zen brand is among other models used in the state. He says they're bigger than you'd think.
I'm over 6'6", and there's more body space in these vehicles than in my Chevy full-size pickup. They're amazing on space. There's other manufacturers that have two-person vehicles. But these are a hatchback. They have five doors, and you carry four adults very comfortably.
Herbranson's electric vehicles run between $14,000 and $16,000 each. Other models run $12,000 to $20,000. Unlike hybrids, they use no fuel and recharge by plugging into household current. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.